Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 74. It's October 11th, 2011, and today we're going to talk about It Took Me 26 Years. Today, Monday, is a holiday, and I'm sitting in my office writing this on my Mac. No one else is around, and the phones are pretty quiet. I came in on what should have been a day off, because this week we're going to make available our new Lefko Belief Process Training. And I have to work with Rodney, who works virtually from Southern California, to make sure the website and all the emails get completed today. This week, my dream of 26 years will finally come true. Ever since I figured out how to help people get rid of long-held limiting beliefs, I've imagined that someday everyone would be able to eliminate their own beliefs and the beliefs of friends and family. An incident my wife told me about a few years ago vividly captures my vision. Shelley had just gotten on a Stairmaster at the gym one morning when a friend she had not seen for several months got on a machine next to her. Shelley asked her friend how she was doing. Her friend replied that she was having some relationship problems. What do most people do when a friend tells them about their relationship difficulties? You listen, empathize, and perhaps give some advice. Does your response really help your friend? Maybe it makes your friend feel better for the moment, but in the long run, unfortunately, rarely does your response make any real difference. But here's how Shelley responded. She asked, "What do you believe about relationships that could be producing the problems you just told me about?" Her friend thought for a minute and then named three. 45 minutes later, both of them got off their Stairmasters. The three beliefs had been eliminated, and her friend left the gym with new possibilities for a great relationship that she hadn't had before talking to Shelley. When Shelley told me the story, I thought, what if everyone knew how to eliminate their own beliefs and help others when they get stuck? What if parents and teachers could help children? What if spouses could help each other, as Shelley and I do with each other when we get stuck? What if all of us could easily get ourselves into an altered state of consciousness in which we experience that anything is possible and we have no limitations? Every time I think about a world like that, I get chills. There are a lot of things that could make a profound impact on the world, but I can't think of anything that would have as great an impact on each person's quality of life than this. For over 26 years, the only way to be able to learn how to eliminate beliefs was a three-day in-person training. Because it took a lot of time and cost a lot of money for people to travel here from all over the world, we didn't offer the training very often. As a result, there are probably less than 200 people in the entire world who've been trained to use the Lefko Belief Process. In order to make a training easily available to anyone who might be interested, we had to find a way to create an online training that could be accessed from your computer located anywhere in the world, that didn't require extensive travel, and that could be offered for far less money than an in-person training. We spent the last year figuring out a way to do this and finally solved the problem a few weeks ago. The training is now complete and will be made available this week. Shelley's been back east visiting her friends and family. After she gets home, I plan to open a bottle of champagne and celebrate a dream come true. I hope you're as excited by my vision as I am. Please leave your comments and questions about how millions of people, knowing how to eliminate their own beliefs and the beliefs of others, can transform the quality of life on this planet. I'd also like to, leave a tribute to Steve Jobs. Steve, thank you for the words that inspire me to get out of bed every day, committed to improving the quality of life on the planet, one person at a time. Here's what he said. Quote, "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward, and while some of us may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the ones who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Close quote. If you found this post useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at our website, MortyLefko.com. And don't forget, if you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week, and I look forward to being in touch with you next week with podcast number 75.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.